弟兄姐妹们平安。
peace to all。
很高兴今天能够来到你们当中，我们一起的来敬拜，一起的来思想神的话语。
I'm very pleased to be here today to worship God together and to ponder on His words。
今年贵教会给我三次的机会来这里分享。
This year。Our church, your church gave me three times to share a God's word here with you.
所以我就后来祷告等候。
So I, you know, I pray and I wait.
我就想到说，我们基督徒所面对许多的挑战和需要。
I thought about our Christians, we as Christians really facing many challenges.
所以在这三次当中，我就分成三个不同的专题来跟大家来思想。
So in the three chances I share the words, I divide it into three parts.
然后今天跟大家来思想胜过环境。
Today, the topic is about overcome the environment.
环境是一个外在的因素，常常影响我们基督徒。
The environment is a context or external context, often impact our Christians.
然后下一趟再来的话，跟大家思想要胜过老我。
Next time, I'll share something about overcome my old self.
那老我呢，是一个内在的问题，常常搅扰基督徒。
The old self is something coming from internal, but also impact our Christian life.
然后最后呢，会跟大家来思想胜过撒旦。
The last one is about the overcome Satan.
那一个是一个属灵的因素，是我们不能够忽略的。
That is a spiritual matter which we cannot ignore.
我想美国是一个大家知道是一个基督教的国家。
We all understand America, the United States is a Christian country.
但许多人说它已经变质了。
But many people said, well, it's already changed.
在过去许多时候人家说在钞票上面所写的就是讲到说是信靠神的，英文说 in God we trust.
So you can see from the American, you know, bill of dollars and they print, you know, trust in God.
但是今天呢，这个钞票不是这样写了。
But nowadays the dollars now print in such a way.
有人说这个钞票上面所写的是在金钱上我们信靠 ，in gold we trust.
So the dollar now says in gold we trust.
所以就变成说，这个美国好像变得越来越现实，越来越这个离开神。
So American probably is becoming more worldly and departing from God.
我想我们最近看到在美国种种不同的挑战。
I think we all see the many challenges we're facing as a country.
不管是在政治上面的。
Whether it's the politics.
不管是在信仰上面的。
Whether it's faith.
不管是在道德方面的。
Whether it's the moral sense.
不管是在教育方面的。
Or education.
不管是在治安方面的。
Or safety of the society.
美国都变了。所以我们活在一个怎么样的一个环境的当中呢
？So what kind of environment we're living in？
所以今天我盼望把大家带到回去神自己的话语。
Today I really hope for we can bring you back to God's word。
因为时间的关系，今天我就帮大家把这个焦点放在圣经当中的一个人的身上。
So today I only give you the focus on one person from the Bible。
这个人就是圣经当中的提摩太。
So this person is a Timothy。
那我们发现到提摩太呢，他所生活的环境是相当不容易的。
So one thing we learned from the Bible that Timothy living in a very hard time or tough time。
在环境上面来讲，他在整个的生活的背景和生活的那一个条件也不太理想。
Yeah, the whole background of his life and also the condition of his living is not ideal at all.
然后呢，他周围的这个道德的环境也不好。
And there are probably bad influence from the corrupted moral centers.
不但如此，他的这个周围的这个信仰当时的那个情况也是相当错综复杂的。
And he living in a very complex of religions.
所以我们要从提摩太的身上来学习。当时神怎么样使用提摩太
？So we'll learn from Timothy how God used Timothy.
胜过种种的这个环境上的困难
，overcome all kinds of you know challenges.
然后脱尘而出
，and really broke from his bondage.
成为神所使用的一个人。
Became a useful person to God.
所以今天同样的，当我们面对种种复杂的环境的时候。
By the same token, today when we're facing all kinds of challenges,
神把我们放在这个时代这个时刻。
God put us into this time and this, you know, this world.
相信有神很重要的一个因素在里面。
We believe there is one critical element that God, why God did so.
很抱歉，我可能需要这样讲。
I'm sorry, I have to say so.
因为神特别在这个时代把这个福音的棒放在中国人的手中。
So it is, you know, in this particular time, he gave the preaching of gospel to many hands of Chinese.
我们特别是看到在这个时代，神在兴旺中国人的教会。
God is really trying to arise the church of, you know, of his Chinese saints.
所以你跟我在中国教会的里面。
So you and me in the Chinese church.
扮演做一个举足轻重的工作。
Play a very important role.
神要你和我。
God wants you and me.
在这个时代。
In this world, it's time.
来成为主的中流砥柱。
Become the cornerstone of God.
那今天我们来思想提摩太的时候。
Today when we talk about Timothy.
所以我们来首先来看一看。提摩太的家庭的这个背景情况。
Let's take a look at Timothy's family.
使徒行传第十六章第一节这样子说。
In Acts 16:1 it says,
保罗来到特比，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太妇人的儿子，他父亲却是希利尼人。
It says, Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra.Where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek.
你可以想象一下提摩太的这个家庭。
You can imagine the kind of family Timothy had.
他母亲是犹太人。
Mother was Jewish.
是信神的。
Believing in God.
而且是犹太的基督徒。
Is the Christian among the Jews.
啊，父亲呢
？His father.
这里说是希利尼人。
Was a Greek.
那也就是说他不认识耶稣。
He did not know God.
在他们来眼中呢，这个是一个外邦人。
They, you know, you think him of like
the Gentiles.
Gentiles.
所以这里给我们看到说，在这样的一个情况的当中。
So he living in this condition.
当保罗遇到提摩太的时候。
When Paul mentioned Timothy.
这保罗觉得有点奇怪。
Then Paul was very surprised.
你应该是犹太人吧。
You should be Jews, right?
那犹太人呢？一般上呢，小孩到第八天呢，就会受割礼。
So because there's tradition, you know, Jew will be circumcised.
但为什么提摩太没有受割礼
？But Timothy wasn't.
可能当中很多原因。
But I think there are many, many reasons.
可能他父亲根本就不理。
I think his father probably didn't care less.
如果不理的话，应该母亲可以就把小孩带去隔离啊。
I think maybe his mother could have done so.
那比较可能是父亲有意见。
I think so we can tell probably his father was full of opinion about that.
所以呢，提摩太到这个时候都没有受隔离。
So when Timothy by that time he wasn't circumcised at all.
所以你就发现到在这个家庭的当中。
So in his family.
可见呢，这个提摩太的信仰这方面的支持，从父亲来的不大。
So there's not so much support from his father about, you know, the Christian faith.
如果你看提摩太后书一章七节
，If you look at Second Timothy 1:7,
圣经这样子说：因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For the Spirit of God give us, does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
你可以想象一下，如果一个家庭缺少了一个男性的领导。
So you can imagine if a family is living in the absence of a male leader.
我这里所讲的，特别是在他信仰方面，在他在这个一个心灵方面给他的支持。
So the support and leadership provided to his faith.And spiritual growth.
所以很容易就造成一个成长的过程当中的小孩缺少信心，缺少胆量。
So it will cause children when they're growing up, their lack of confidence and lack of boldness.
所以在这里保罗特别 为着提摩太来劝勉。
So that's why Paul really centered on Timothy and trying to help others.
让他看到说这个胆量、这个勇气应该是从神来。
And the courage and the boldness should come from God.
因为后来他成为一个传道人，在教会服事。
Yeah, because Timothy became a person serving the God.
所以你可以想象到提摩太的一个家庭的这样的一个情况。
So I just shared about the condition of Timothy.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为神有预备。
Because God was prepared.
在提摩太后书1:5这样子说。
Timothy 1:5 it says.
想到你心里无为之性，这性是在先在你外祖母罗仪和你母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你的心里。
That's from 2 Timothy 1:5. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
所以在提摩太的家庭里面，
So in Timothy's family,
虽然他缺乏男性的领导。
Although there was absence of a male leader,
但是主却把爱主的两位姐妹放在这个家庭。
But God put the two sisters who loved God in family.
一就是他的外祖母罗仪，另外一位就是他的母亲尤尼基。
His grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
所以我们就看到说，在这样的一个环境的当中，
So he lived in such a condition family.
神就拣选这样的一个人出来服侍。
God chose him to serve him.
我不知道你的环境怎么样。
I have no idea about your family condition.
我不知道你的背景怎么样。
I don't know your background.
但是如果请你出来服侍的时候，很多人都会说：“哦，我不行。”
But if God asks you to serve, and many probably will say, no, I can't.
啊，我不够资格。
I'm not qualified.
有没有这种感觉？
Do you have such feelings?
啊，如果这样应该来神学院呐。 来装备一下。
If you feel so, you should come to the cemetery and really equip yourself.
啊，神学真的就是可以装备你啊，让你感觉到没有这个不晓得怎么样服侍的，你来神学装备的时候就不一样了。
So the cemetery really serves that purpose. If you don't know how to serve God, come to the cemetery, and the cemetery will give you confidence and boldness.
当然，如果你已经在服侍的当中，
If you're already serving God,
如果你在 透过神学的装备，
through the equipped of the seminary,
你好像如虎添翼一样，
it just like a tiger grow with two wings.
啊，我们的 Shelley 就是这样子。
Shelley is a great example.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 哈，你们都说 Amen 哈，感谢主。那其实好多的家庭呢，他的家庭背景不理想。
I think many families probably we have not ideal family.
根据美国的这个的统计，
So according to the census,
28%的美国的家庭是单亲家庭。
So about 28% American family, they're single parent family.
根据美国的这个调查，
based on this research,
有1/3的美国的总统，
About 1/3 of China, American presidents
也是从单亲家庭出来，
grow up from a single parent families.
所以今天你可能会觉得，
you may feel
你没有一个很好的家庭背景，
you don't have a perfect family.
可能你会感觉到有点自卑，
you may feel a lot of self-pity.
但是今天你是基督徒，
but you are Christians already.
神要用你，
God will use you.
不论你在一个怎么样的情况的当中，
It doesn't matter what kind of environment you are living in.
神要翻转你的生命，
God will turn you around.
虽然你感觉到你的家庭背景不太理想，
Maybe you felt your family is not perfect.
可能缺乏男性的领导，
Lack the leadership from family.
可能缺乏家庭的关爱，
There's no love among families.
你总是觉得真的好多的缺陷。
There may be many sort of imperfectness in the family's life.
最近我就看到在国内也有这种状况。
So compared to mainland China,
有一次就看到一个报道在南京。
There's a report from Nanjing.
哇，可以临时啊去租借父母。
So there's a news about there's a service called a parenting a rental of parents.
啊，不贵啊，60块人民币。
It's about 60 RMB, to rent a parent, fake parents.
所以你就发现到呢，中国呢现在也有这种状况啊。
So in China is a, you know, it's prevailing the same situation as.
因为现在中国啊，这个经济是大发展。
So in China, yes, we all know the economy really grow, exponentially.
但婚姻家庭啊，一塌糊涂。
The marriage and family lives are pretty, you know, not perfect.
Yeah, 现在那个中国的离婚率越来越高。
So the divorce rate is rising.
年轻的家庭见面呢，都不问你好不好。
So the young family, when they see each other, they don't ask how are you.
也不问你吃饱了没有。
And what did you eat?
只是问你离了没有。
So they went, did you divorce already or something? Yeah.
所以你看这种的状况是非常的糟糕。
So this is really not an ideal situation.
但是今天你信了主。
But we believe in God.
神要用你。
God will use.
好像神用提摩太一样。
Just like God used the Timothy.
神会在他身边来预备爱主的姐妹。
God will prepare someone's love, you know, love God, sisters love God.
一个很出名的一位的姐妹叫苏恩佩。
There's a very famous sister, her name was
苏恩佩。
苏恩佩
啊。这样他呢被称作呢就是暗示之后。
暗示
之后。Yeah, 这个叫做什么The King of the Chamber of Diamonds. Yeah.
So after the Kings of Chambers of Diamonds?
嗯哼。这样呢他呢就是有一种病呢就是不能见光。
So she had a disease, she couldn't see light.
那每一天呢，都需要在暗房里面。
Yeah, she had to stay in the dark room.
你可以想象到这样的一个生活多么痛苦。
You can imagine how difficult her life was.
你可以想到这样的一个生活多么自卑。
You think of how self pity the life was.
你可能会觉得哇，这个这样下去呢，你就忧郁症了。
Just living like that.
但是这个姐妹不一样。
But sister was different, have different attitude.
因为她信主。
Because she believed in God.
所以每一个去看他的人啊
，so everyone to saw him, saw her,
很沮丧的出来见了他之后呢，变成哇，很有喜乐。
So one visit her when they came out, they're so full of joy.
想去安慰他的人
，the ones want to see her, want to really sort of cheer her up.
出来的时候反而被他安慰。
And came out was comforted by her.
有一次唐崇荣去见他。
One time, 唐崇荣。
唐崇荣，你们听过没有？
唐崇荣 went to see her.
出来的时候是自己觉得，哎呦，怎么这个姐妹给我这么大的鼓励
？So I guess this Mr. Tang was so surprised that such a big comfort came from the sister.
所以弟兄姐妹，一个在主里面的人。
So the brother and sister, you know, living in God,
就不一样。
It's different.
今天你在主里面吗
？Today, are you in Christ?
你就可以胜过你的家庭的不良，家庭的不美满的这个环境。
You can overcome the imperfect family.
而且你看到这个提摩太，不光只是他这样的一个家庭情况，他身体情况也不好。
So besides his family, he has some serious health issues.
所以提摩太前书第五章第23节呢，这里告诉我们，保罗就劝提摩太呢，可以稍微喝一点酒。
So in First Timothy 5:27, and Paul trying to persuade him to drink some wine.
你注意看，他请他喝一点酒，不是叫他喝醉酒啊。
It's not asking to drink too much and to be drunk.
Yeah, 所以呢，这里给我们看到他身体不好嘛。
This is just to tell you, you know, he has some health issues.
我不知道你有没有这个问题。
I don't know whether you have a health issue.
你身体健康吗
？You have a health body.
哎呀，今天的人都非常紧张，到底身体健不健康
？So everyone is so pressured. So I'm not sure.
所吃的东西都是要 organic 的，有机的。
So people need to eat an organic food.
哇，那个是最健康。
Oh, that's the best, I think, I guess.
其实呢，当神给亚当夏娃，全部都是 organic 的。
So when God gave Adam and Eve, and everything was organic.
啊、弟兄姐妹，我们知道说，当一个人身体上有软弱的时候，真的也是相当不容易。
So we all know once our body felt weak, what's the difficult situation?
我认识一个牧师在达拉斯这个德州。
There was a priest in Dallas.
这个 pastor.
A pastor, yeah.
这样的他呢，就是他有一个 blood bank， 他这个天生出来的时候有一个哇，这个很大的一个 blood bank 在他脸上。
He had a bird bomb in his face, or came with his bird
bomb. 他就很难去面对。
He couldn't really face it.
但是感谢神。
But then,
他母亲很爱主。
His mother really loved.
当然后来又把他带来信主。
And brought him to.
然后来做了牧师。
Became pastor.
他母亲啊， 在他年小的时候就告诉他什么呢？
And his mother told him when he was a kid.
告诉他说，你看世界上这么多人。
See, there are so many people in this.
没有一个人像你一样。
No one is like you.
所以上帝一看你，立刻就看到。
So God can just identify.
所以上帝不会 miss 你的。
And God's going to see you immediately.
哇，你听了就很大安慰，对不对？
So when you heard this, of course.
所以他一点都不会感觉到自卑，反而他感觉到很感恩。
He felt really a lot full of thanksgiving.
我在达拉斯神学院毕业的时候。
When I graduated from Dallas Seminary.
那一次毕业，哇，400多人。
So in the graduation, there were about 400 people.
所以那个领会的说，你们不要每一个都拍手。
So the person said, well, you shouldn't.
如果每一个毕业生都上来，你都拍手，要拍400多下。
That'll be the 400, you know, times.
所以叫你们 hold 住，暂时不要拍，等全部都领完了这个毕业证书，你们才一起啊，同时一起拍。
Okay, so now, so once everyone got their certificate or diploma, everyone will applaud at the same time.
但是后来来到一个毕业生，
But there's one graduate.
大家都 情不自禁的就拍了手了，而且还站了起来。
So when this person came to get his diploma, everyone so self spontaneously
是谁呢?
Applause. Who was it? Who was he?
是一个遇到车祸而眼睛盲眼的一个同学。
So it was one of the classmate who became blind from a car accident.
他就是这样子辛辛苦苦的把他的神学读完。
That's in such condition, he finished, he completed his.
所以当他出来的时候，还有一只狗啊，这个引路狗，还带着他，就要带着那个狗上来。
So when he came onto the podium, was led by a dog.
大家都很受感动。
Everyone was so touched and moved.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到没有？神可以帮助我们。
So you can see God really. There and helping is trying to help us.
不但提摩太他家庭不美满，身体有状况。
So Timothy, of course, you can see imperfect families and have health issues, have health issues.
他侍奉的环境也不理想。
And there's not an ideal service environment.
提摩太前书第4章12节怎么说呢？
So in 1 Timothy 4:12,
保罗就告诉他说，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心。 清洁上做众人的榜样。
Says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
因为他出来服侍的时候，他年纪轻啊。
So when he was serving God, he was so young.
我们当中有没有年纪轻出来服侍的？
Do we have young people are serving God now?
或者你信主的年日不久，你就要出来服侍的？
Maybe you just believe in God, but you got to serve,
有没有这样的人?
Serve Him right away.
或者你虽然信主很久，但是你觉得你自己还不够，啊，还这个属灵上很肤浅的，不太敢出来服侍的。
Perhaps you already believe in God for a long time, but you still feel you are not qualified serving God.
提摩太出来服侍带领教会的时候，年纪轻啊。
So when Timothy, served the church, he was young.
今天很多教会请传道人。
Many churches are recruiting pastors.
第一个条件打出来,
so the first qualification
就差不多80-90%的人没有办法能够进来了。
Was about 80-90% people they are not qualified.
你必须要北美教会侍奉超过3年。
You have to serve the Lord for about 3 years.
有没有？
Did you see that?
我不知道你们教会有没有这个条件啊，我不知道啊。
I don't know whether our
我没有去追踪啊。
Whether we have that qualification.
我知道很多教会是这样子找的。
I knew from the fact many churches were looking for people with such a background.
坦白说，如果他可以在教会侍奉超过三年，他可以继续在那个教会了。
So,
他就不需要走了。
Just to be frank, if a person can serve a church for 3 years long, he can continue to stay there.
从神学院刚刚出来的也不能够，资格也不够。
So,
大概也不会请。
Who graduated from seminary, of course, they're not qualified.
所以你看，我们需要思考这些问题啊。
You got to think about those things.
提摩太出来侍奉的时候，他肯定没有侍奉超过三年。
So when Timothy came out and serving God, probably he was.
保罗扶持他，推荐他。
But Paul really mentored him through.
他后来成为一个神所使用的传道人。
And he became a, you know, a useful person to God.
很多年轻人就是因为觉得自己年纪轻。
Many young people really believe they were so young.
然后年长的觉得你这个太年轻了，不能做什么。
And the elders think, well, you're just too young.
所以你知道年轻人做什么啊？就用他的身体。啊，用别的方式来增添它的价值。
So young people will also turn young people away to really prove their value through others.
我就记得我年轻的时候还没有信主。
So I believe when I were young.
那时候中学毕业。
I was just graduated from a mid school.
啊，年轻小伙子什么都不懂。
So a young fellow didn't know anything.
哇，那个时候就去打功夫啊，学打功夫，你知道。
So I was learning kung fu back then.
哇，就学操练身体啊。
To exercise my body.
你不要开玩笑啊！那个时候真的练到一块一块的。
So really had the eight packs.
哇，真的是很不得了，在游泳池里面走来走，不是去游泳的，就是给人家看的。
So I went through the pool, not really trying to swim, but really show off my eight.
那个都还没有信主嘛。
I didn't, you know, back.
很多东西都搞不懂。
I didn't believe in God. I didn't know anything.
啊，人家年轻小伙子，你和我有一块一块八块啊。
I say, wow, see my apex.
你们要敬而远之啊！啊，今天就没有八块了，就一块大块的。
So today I only have one pack here.
但是你信主的人，圣经怎么说呢？提摩太，哥林多后书12:9。
So in the TMC, Second Timothy, 12:9 says.
圣经说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So he says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
所以这里给我们看到神的恩典够提摩太用。
So we can see God has many full of grace, and
他可以胜过那个这个家庭不美满的这个环境。
Yeah, God's grace can help him to overcome the.
他可以胜过年纪轻、身体不好的这个环境。
Yeah, to overcome health issues and his young age.
所以同样的，神也可以用你和我。
So by the same token, God can use you and me.
不但如此，第二方面我们看到提摩太生活的环境是信仰复杂的环境。
So the second point is about the condition. You know, he's really living in a time that have very complex faith issues.
那这里给我们看到，在刚才我们所读的那段经文，在提摩太前书第六章。
So in First Timothy 6,
提到说提摩太所面对的不光只是这个极端呐、啊，更是面对许多异端。
So Timothy was living in a time not just facing many religions, but also in many extremes and sects or heresies.
当时他需要面对假教师。
He facing false teachers.
那这些假教师呢，所传讲的道理呢，都是跟圣经所教导的完全相抵触的。
So those false teachers preaching something that contrary to Bible's teaching.
然后还有好多的这些异端，好多的这些极端。
And there are many extremes.
跑得非常的偏激。
And they're really departed from God's word.
那极端还是在主的家里面的人。
So the extremes are still those people that are living in God's family.
那异端呢，是完全就是不信的。
But like sects and other religions, they're not believing God at all.
所以给我们看到他面对哪一些假教师呢？
So let's see what kind of a false teacher he was.
那这里我们看到他面对好一些，至少我们看到有四样。
So at least he faced four kinds of false.
那第一个就是诺斯底派。
So the first one is Gnostics, Gnosticism.
那这个诺斯底派呢, 是一种, 就是一个, 神秘派。
So it's kind of like a mysterious sect.
这一章嘛。 然后呢, 就给我们看到说, 他们相信什么呢? 他们相信基督是次等的神。
So they believe Christ is a sort of a lower god.
那另外呢, 还有, 这个孟他奴派。
And there's a Montanism.
那是极端的灵恩派。
It's about extreme Pentecostalism.
Yeah. 所以呢, 这一种呢, 它就是很强调什么呢? 很强调恩赐。
They really focus on the spiritual blessing.
甚至讲到说有女先知。
And they also talk about there's a female prophet.
那另外呢, 有马基安派。
And there are Martianism.
这个是反对犹太教派。
They're sort of signing against Jewish.
然后也觉得说神是这个也把这个耶稣基督的这个神性呢也打了折扣。So
they don't fully believe in Christ.
然后另外有摩尼教派。And
there's a Marcinians.
这个是一个混合的教派。
It's a sort of mixed religion.
Yeah, 所以你就发现到说，当时他面对这种不同的这种的这一些的教导。
So he was living in that environment. There are so many different teachings.
我不知道今天你有没有遇过一些这些的异端，或者一些极端的一些的教导。
I'm not sure whether you were also encountered such extremes and sects.
我在芝加哥服侍十几年。
I serving in Chicago.
我常常面对那个耶和华见证人。
So many times I encountered the saints of last.
啊，常常就来你家敲门，两个两个的。
So they have two people in pair. They
我不知道你们这里有没有遇到过。
Yehovah Witnesses.
还有这个摩门教的。
And there's a Mormon. There were Mormons.
Yeah. 所以还有一些极端的一些的这一些的教导。
And there were definitely many extreme teachings.
所以弟兄姐妹，我不知道我们今天生活的这个环境跟当时这个提摩太所生活的环境有没有相似的地方。So
I'm just wondering whether there's any similarity between the time we're living in and the time Timothy lived.
其实当你去深思的时候，When
you really think about this,
其实也差不多。It's
pretty similar.
所以每一个时代都会面对不同的这一种的挑战。So
every time you're probably facing the similar challenges.
然后我们再看一看，在提摩太的时候呢，他环境的当中，他面对这些，甚至在这个信仰上面来冲击的时候。
So when Timothy was, you know, was challenged by those false teachings,
他还是要靠着主能够站立得稳。
He still need to depend on God to stand fast.
所以最好的就是你还要回到圣经。
So the best way to approach this is you come back to the Bible.
我就发现到好多基督徒不晓得怎么去面对这些的异端。
So I discovered and observed many Christians didn't know how to face those
truths. 耶和华见证人来他家敲门。
So the Jehovah Witness knocked on their doors.
哎，他觉得很新奇呀。
It was kind of curious.
哎呀，这个老美怎么讲中文讲得这么好？
Why is the American speaker perfect Mandarin?
哎，我请进来喝茶。
Come in and I'll give you some tea.
哇，还以后跟他一起查经。
And they do Bible studies together.
那后来送给他圣经。
And give them a Bible.
那有一次我就看到有一个人手拿着那个圣经。
So I saw a person, you know, took the Bible.
还是教友啊。
Was
member,
members. Yeah.
哦，说你这个圣经怎么精编哦，这么新哦。 So 人家送你的。
So he said, "Wow, this was a new Bible. Someone just gave it."
Oh yeah, yeah, 人家送我的。
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
我说可以看一下吗？
Can I take a look at it?
我一看。
When I take it over,
哎，我就知道是耶和华见证人的。
So it was from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
然后我就跟他讲，这个圣经不是你买的。
So say, wow, this Bible wasn't.
他说是啊，刚刚跟你讲，人家送的。Yeah,
he said, wow, yeah, of course, yeah, you know, someone gave to me.
那我跟他讲，你这个圣经啊，是耶和华见证人送给你的。So
he said, wow, this was a gift from the Jehovah's.
他说什么耶和华见证人？So
what's Jehovah?
他都搞不清楚。
He didn't know at all.
弟兄姐妹，你搞清楚没有？
So, brothers and sisters, do you know?
所以今天没有办法讲这个。
But that's not our topic for today.
但是我只可以告诉你，如果有两个人这种来敲门的。
But one thing I can tell you, if there are people coming,
绝大部分啊是耶和华见证。
Most of the time, they are from Jehovah's Witnesses.
然后他会送给你一些册子。
They'll give you some brochures.
比方说，怎么建立美满的家庭。
How to build a perfect family.
怎么样教养你的小孩。
How to raise up your kids.
哇，怎么样有一个健康的身体。
How to have a health bodies.
哇，这些都很好。
They're great.
但是。 它里面讲的东西呢是异端的。
But if you look at the content, it may be it's very extreme and.
你怎么样把它赶走呢？
So how are you going to drive them away?
你跟他讲我是基督徒。
You can tell them I'm a Christian.
我是相信三位一体的。
I believe that the Trinity.
他们不相信三位一体。
They do not believe in Trinity.
Yeah, 所以我们没有什么好谈。
So we have shouldn't have a cross path.
好，谢谢你。
Thank you.
嗯，就走掉了。
So they will leave.
啊，千万不要看他这个老美会讲中文啊，请他进来喝茶。
Do not just invite them to your home because they can speak perfect Chinese.
呀，然后以后呢，他就一步一步就进来了。
And then they will give you, all kinds of teachings.
那提摩太不但面对这个信仰复杂的一个环境，他更是面对一个道德沦落的一个环境。
So he also facing the morally corrupted world.
那给我们看到说，在提摩太前书第六章特别提到
，So in 1 Timothy 6 it said，
原来在当中好多的信徒面对钱财的诱惑。So
many of the members of the church they facing the temptation of money，
钱好不好
？Money is good，
不敢讲啊
，Yeah， good and bad，
你周一到周五啊，有些周六。 都周末都是这样子去拼的，为了什么赚钱？So
some of us working from Monday through Friday, sometimes even weekend, what for? You try to.
甚至有人来到教会的时候就打瞌睡了，因为太累了。So
when you came to the church and sort of.
谁搞到你这么累的？不是耶稣哦。So
Jesus didn't.
是你老板。
It was your boss.
你要认清楚是你老板搞到你这个样子。So
you gotta understand that.
Amen. 哈哈，对，真的是这样子啊，呀，所以钱好不好
？Money is good.
还是不好，不好又怎么拼？好。
So it's not good. Why you're working so hard? Yeah. Money is good.
但是不是最好
？It's not the best.
阿门。阿门。 没有钱可以不可以
？If you have no money, is that can you live?
就进食祷告。哈哈哈哈。
Just pray.
Fast, 不是单单 pray. Fasting and prayer.
Fast, okay.
Yeah.
哦，其实圣经给我们看到钱是什么呢？是中性的
，neutral.
So the money is actually neutral.
看你怎么用它.
It's about how you spend.
什么不好呢？
What's not good?
第十节.
In
提摩太前书6章10节怎么说？ 什么不好？ 贪财不好。
So,
the greed for money.
The greed for money is not good.
哇，贪财是怎么样的？
So what was the greed for money?
去到什么地方，他的眼镜哦都是 dollar sign.
So every place he goes, his eyes full of dollar sign.
哇，去哪里都是这个哇。这个、
Everywhere he sees dollars, see money.
这个就是贪财。
That's the greed for money.
然后他的钱哦很大。
Yeah, he have a lot of money.
啊，一毛不拔。
Not giving a penny to others.
Yeah. 所以你就发现到圣经讲钱不是不好，是贪财不好。
The Bible taught us the money, is neutral.
圣经没有叫我们不要去赚钱哦。
Bible didn't tell us we shouldn't to earn money.
然后圣经讲说怎么样，每一个人应该做他自己当做的事。So,
Bible told us everyone should do according to.
不工作的就没有饭吃。
If you don't do your part, you have no food.
啊，但是这个不能用在这个招待这个慕道友啊。
Yeah, cannot use that for
the seekers.
Seekers, okay.
因为这些慕道友啊，喜欢 free lunch.
Yeah, and the seekers love a free lunch.
你就给他 free lunch.
You give them free lunches.
没有关系。
It's okay.
就让他吃。
Let them eat.
他吃了吃了吃久了，就圣灵就感动他。
Many times they ate, and I think probably more the spirit will move them.
你不要看他心这么硬哦。
Don't really look at their heart condition.
他可能吃的时间比较短，所以心还比较硬。
I didn't just not eat enough or not many times.
所以你给他吃到一个地步，他就是这个就是顺服下来。
So when they came so often, and I think God will move them.
所以反正这个都是神的恩典嘛。
Those are all grace from God.
所以不请他吃没关系。
So just invite them and let them eat.
千万不要跑到他的面前，喂，你吃了吃够了没有？你应该信耶稣了
哈。I shouldn't come to them and say, "Hey, you just ate. You know, now believing in Jesus."
我跟你讲，我就是这样被骗去福音营的。
I was cheated in such a way to serve.
你要不要去参加福音营啊
？Are you going to camp? Are you going to the gospel camp?
我说什么什么福音营啊
？So what was the gospel camp?、Oh!
那个地方很好玩啊
That's a full of fun.
哇，你靠近海边啦、
You、！See the sea.
哦，不错，这个地方不错。
That sounds really.
多少钱呢
？How much?
免费。
It's free.
那免费
？Really? Yeah.
真的真的。
Really really.
免费的。
It's free. Yeah.
哇，免费啊！这个这样这个交通怎么样？哦，没有关系，我们有人载你去。哇，你交通都还有在包括在里面。
So how about transportation? Oh, the transportation is also.
哇，吃住又免费，交通也包。
Oh yeah, the lodging and food and the transportation there were.
哇，请问你那个时候中学刚刚考过，这个没事干，你去不去
？So when you graduate from middle school, have nothing to do.
去了举手一下，没有人举手，怎么没有人举手？我不相信啊，你这些不老实。
No one really raised their hands. You're not being honest.
啊，你的心在挤了。
So your heart is actually.
你口在动，我去，我就是这样去的。
So yeah, I went to the camp that way.
啊，你知道去到那里
？So when I went there.
满肚子气呀、
啊。So I was so angry.
一堂又一堂聚会。
Every time they talk about.
就唱歌。
Talk about meeting.
我完全一首都不会唱。
Things of breathing, I didn't know any of those.
就读圣经。
And read Bible.
很闷呐、
啊。Oh, it was so boring.
好不容易哦，有一个下午的时间可以去游泳啊。
Only there's one afternoon. We, I hope for one afternoon to swim. To swim.
哎呀，原来去到那个沙滩里面又搞了老半天，
so、got,
又搞什么集体活动啊，又来劝勉啊。
So when we got to the beach, there was the group activities.
好不容易才结束。
So it took so long.
啊，可以下水了。
Now it's my time to go to the water.
不到半个小时又吹哨子说哦，时间差不多了，你们可以上来了。
So like half an hour later, the whistle was blowing and everyone had to come to the shore.
我在想，如果你是我，你去不去
？I wonder if you were me, are you going?
气的。
Yeah, I was so upset.
所以跟你讲，慕道友啊，他心里面想很多很多东西的。
So the seekers, they're thinking many things in their heart.
他想他来教会吃你这个 free lunch.
They want to come here to eat free lunch.
是我给你脸，知道吗？
It's,
哇，你吃 free lunch 还给我脸呐、啊？他就是这样想。
They think they really sort of privilege and they give.
我本来可以在家里睡大觉的。
I could have a slept.
我牺牲我的睡眠。
Yeah, I really sacrificed.
我牺牲伟大了，你知道吗
？And I came to church.
所以我就来这边。
Yeah, 但
这个 free lunch 也不好吃哦。
Free
要先参加你们的聚会。
We're not so easy.
然后还有什么主日学
？And you have to go.
那以后我们再吃一家 lunch。
The worship. 对，
他也付不少代价。
And yeah, really,
好像我那样啊。
He really sacrificed a lot, just like I did.
但是奇妙的。
But the mystery was. Yes.
神的灵会做工啊
！So the spirit of God will work.
我虽然在听到的时候，一面听一面在那边气得要死。
So I was
一直在骂那个讲员，怎么讲了这么长气
？So I was so angry when I was sitting there listening to the person preaching.
但是圣灵就一直在做工，你知道吗
？But the spirit was working in me.
哇，圣灵就一直会做动工。
Yeah, the spirit really worked.
肯定很多人在祷告。
Many people were praying.
呀，所以你不要光只是。担心他们吃 free lunch， 他每次就为他祷告。
So don't just worry about the free lunch they're taking, but they're definitely.
哇，你看那个人又来吃了，主啊，你感动他，感动他。
Many people praying for.
哇，他吃的觉得不一样，你知道吗？吃的感觉不一样。
So they will feel the difference.
所以后来讲员最后呼召的时候，需要信耶稣，我就举手了。
So when a person preached at the camp, you know, asked who will serve the Lord, and I raised my hand.
我顺便告诉你，后来那个讲员也呼召，需要全世界服事啊。
So the person preached also serving God full time.
哦，我也举手。
So he also raised his hand.
我是同时信耶稣，同时全时间付上奉献。
So he believed in God and.
我什么都搞不清楚。
Full time. He wasn't know anything.
我后来还知道侍奉这么难的。如果再给我想多几下，我不举了。
So if I ask me to think twice, maybe I wasn't going to raise my hand.
但是圣灵感动，你举不举啊？
So when
Spirit 举不举啊
moved you, would you
raise 你乖乖举啊，不然你心里不平安的。
So you will raise because other.
所以我发现好多人举手出来哭了。
Many people raised their hand, they were crying.
很伤心难过的。
Very, very moved.
呀，所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
金钱的诱惑。
So the temptation of money.
不但如此啊，我们看到当时他所面对的这种道德的败坏。
Also facing the corrupt and moral standards.
当时的这个罗马帝国呢，是那一种啊，敬拜这一种精灵崇拜。
So back then in the Roman Empire, they worshipped little letters spirits.
Animism. 像后来呢，他就受到什么呢？很多希腊哲学的影响。
So influenced. The empire also influenced by the Greek philosophies.
像后来呢，就变成他们就信多神。
So they believe many gods.
所以以后你看到有这种什么新柏拉图派，就是神秘派。
So if you see people they coming with Neoplatonism.
嗯，然后有这个以比古罗派，就是享受派。
So and also Epicureanism.
嗯，然后还有斯多亚派呢，就是受苦派。
And Stoicism.
还有这个弗鲁主义呢，就是极端的受苦的这个派别。
And the Cynicism is extreme Stoicism.
你知道人很容易受到这种哲学的影响。
And people are very easily influenced by.
那根据研究啊
，According to research,
好多在教会长大的小孩
，many kids grow up in church.
他可以从主日学从小一直上到中学。
They could participate in Sunday school.
奇怪，去到大学。
When they went to college.
接触了这些哲理之后
，they learned all the teaching from the church Sunday school.
信仰就完全没了。
But when they in college, they lost their beliefs.
要小心哦。
We need to be cautious.
所以我们应该呢，就在教会呢，需要开这样的班。
We need to open classes.
特别在中学要预备他们来面对这一种不同的哲理。
Particularly, you know, when they are going into middle school, they are prepared to facing those different teachings.
这个是很重要的一个方面。
This is very important.
所以当时提摩太面对这一些不同的这些的教导。
So Timothy really facing many this type of beliefs.
所以好多的信徒也受到这些的影响。
Many members of church, they also were influenced.
哦，更来呢，就是也受到一些误解跟毁谤。
And he definitely facing some misunderstanding and a slander.
什么误解呢
？So what kind of misunderstanding?
他们觉得为什么你们教会的人称兄道弟的，称姐叫妹的
？So people, you know, they're not believer, unbeliever. They thought, why you call yourself a brothers and sisters?
他觉得基督徒是乱伦呐。他去搞这个淫乱呐、啊，那他不是兄弟姐妹嘛？怎么他是夫妻啊
？So they，
你看到没有？搞不清楚。
So they're thinking, they're brother and sister. Why you married each other? Yeah.
那然后有这个 holy kiss 啊，这个彼此问安的时候就亲嘴问安，对不对
？There were a ceremony about holy kiss.
他说你们这个在教会乱搞男女关系。
You have not a healthy sort of relationships in the.
啊，教会不是有圣餐吗
？There's a holy meal.
他说：“你看你们，哇，说这个圣餐呢是耶稣的身体，耶稣的血。”
It was about Christ's body and blood.
哇，你们很可怕！你们吃人肉喝人血啊！
So you're drinking human blood and eat the flesh.
你看，他们就是这样子想。
So the unbeliever they thought about truth.
不明白嘛。
But they don't understand.
所以他也不想去明白。
And they didn't want to understand at all.
所以就很多的误会啊，诽谤啊，就是这样来。
So there were many misunderstandings and slanders.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看那个就是提摩太所面对的环境。
So that was the environment that Timothy was lived in.
提摩太不容易啊。
Timothy was, you know,
这样的家庭背景，
such a family,
这样的这个信仰复杂的环境，
such a complex,
那样的道德沦落的光景，
such a moral, corrupt moral standards.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what Bible says?
圣经说，最后讲到提摩太后书第四章第二节。
So talking in Second Timothy 4:2,
我请大家一起来读。
I ask everyone
用中文的
啊。Read with me in Chinese.
勿要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。所以这个就是保罗给提摩太的一个劝勉。
So those are the encouragement Paul gives to Timothy.
不论你的环境多么复杂
，No matter what the environment you were in.
不论你的环境多么困难。
No matter what kind of difficulties you're experiencing,
神要我们做一件事情。
God asked us to do one thing.
什么事情？
What is it?
什么事情？传福音。
Yeah, preaching the word.
跟你隔壁的人讲，你要传福音。
Just talk to your neighbors about.
跟你左边的讲，你要传福音。
Talk to your neighbors.
跟你右边的讲，你要传福音。转到后面跟你讲，你要传福音。
So、turn around.
勿要传道。
Yeah, preaching the word.
有没有？所以主要我们传道。
God asked us to preach.
主啊，我们把这个福音传开。
God asked to spread His word.
最早的时候，我讲这个时代是神要兴起中国人传福音的时代。
So I just in the beginning I talk about God really wanted to use Chinese.
好多地方以前是基督教国家都没落了。
So there are many Christian countries.
欧洲是如此。
Europe.
美国也走上这条路了。
America.
啊，你看到还有许多这些其他的国家。
And there are many, many countries.
有这样的一个倾向。
Having happened.
但是今天主把这个福音的棒交在中国人的手中。
So God passed the baton to Chinese. Continue.
我们要继续做这个福音的工作。
We need to preach the word.
而且特别近年来，神把好多的中国人带到美国。
So there's God brought so many Chinese to North America.
你就其中一个。
You're one of them.
以前你在国内的时候，福音什么福音啊，听都不听啊。
So when you were in China, probably you're not here.
哎，来到这里。
Now you came.
哎，信了耶稣。
You became a believer.
神选召你
，God chose you，
要你这个还这个福音的债。
Yeah, you need to return.
神选提摩太
，God chose Timothy.
所以后来提摩太成为保罗很好的同工啊。
So the Timothy became a very good co-worker.
也是成为保罗很好的使者。
Became a Paul's ambassador and helper.
更是呢，成为忠心的代祷者。
And became the loyal intercessor.
你看这些很多的经文在下面这个资料里面。
So there are many many sort of scriptures about this.
这些就给我们看到神可以用你。
Let's just show you as example.
他怎么用提摩太
？How he used Timothy.
他今天要用你。
He will use you.
问题是
，And the question is,
你准备好给神用吗
？Are you prepare yourself?
每一个基督徒都必须要装备。
Every Christian needs to be equipped.
每一个基督徒都要至少懂得怎么跟人传福音。
Every Christian needs to, need to know how to preach the word.
其实每一个基督徒的生命就是一个见证。
So everyone's life is a testimony.
求主帮助我们。
We need to ask help from God.
美国现在所面对的是很错综复杂的挑战。
So America is facing very complex issues.
今天你做基督徒。
When you are a Christian of the day,
如果你没有好好的装备
，if you're not well prepared yourself,
你真的不懂怎么去面对。
You don't know how to face.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God's help.
真的能够在主的话语上来扎根
，and really rooted in His word.
在生活上来见证主
，and the testimony, bring testimony to His word by our living.
做一个无论得时不得时都传福音的人。
得时不得时，
In season or out
season. In season or out season, you know, let's prepare to preach His word.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们真的是在你的面前，主啊，需要你来怜悯我们。
God, we ask for mercy before you.
你给我们有这么多的恩典。
You give us so much mercy.
主啊，你拯救了我们。
You saved us.
你赐给我们这么多的福气。
You give us all these blessings.
主啊，叫我们要懂得来报恩。
Yeah, teach us how to return.
主啊，求主你赐福给我们每一位的弟兄姐妹。
Or give us a blessing to each one of us.
真的能够帮助我们。
And help us, Lord.
无论得时不得时。
In season and out of season.
都要传你的福音。
We'll preach your word.
我们将感恩祷告。
We pray in such a gratitude.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In your name.
Amen.
Amen.